Hi, everyone. It's John Pryle from the Georgian Impact Podcast. In just a few short weeks, we'll be co-hosting the Scale Tech Conference in Toronto. It's being run by entrepreneur, author, and event leader and organizer, Alistair Kroll. And we're taking the opportunity to introduce you to a few of the outstanding guest speakers who will be presenting at the conference. Today's preview is with Chris Ahmed-Kroger, the VP of Ads Engineering at Twitter. Chris will be talking at the conference about how a business should be thinking about how it scales. And this short episode should give you a good idea of what to expect. Chris, I wasn't even sure where to start our dialogue, but you've worked at Yahoo, AOL, Pinterest, and now Twitter, and much of your work has been with large-scale systems and some of the real-time challenges working with video, search, and more. So why don't we start with you telling me what you think about as companies grow and they realize that the issues of scale are looming just ahead?
There's a lot of complexity in managing scale. It impacts your organization in a lot of ways you don't expect. It impacts how you think about decisions. Think about how the complexity of scale affects data. Think about the kinds of decisions you have to make at every level of your organization. Think about how scale impacts the complexity of your organization and the health of your teams. When you grow rapidly and you have to scale lots of people coming into your organization, how do you maintain your culture? How do you maintain your focus? How do you steer your organization? Many times we think about scale only in the dimension of transactional volumes and the ability for servers or systems to maintain those loads. Very frequently do not contemplate the impacts of how that affects your organization, your business dynamics, the back-end systems, and more importantly, the agility of your organization to respond to an ever-changing business climate.
So let's talk a little more then about the building of teams. And obviously my assumption is with all the elements of AI and ML, you're going to begin to focus on both specialization and depth. And yet you've got to manage cross communications, even within the product team, let alone across the company. How do you begin to think about even just at that more narrow scale?
The key is to democratize ML. ML is a very, very powerful tool. The challenge is it's also very specialized. And to get value out of machine learning, democratizing the data both from an analysis and interpretation perspective, as well as from using ML in lots of parts of your business to solve complex problems. Think about things as simple as workflow. Instead of taking your customers through complex series of choices, let ML solve many of those choices for your customers. But in order to do that, you really have to democratize that kind of information so it's not concentrated in a very small data sciences organization. You have to put in tooling and infrastructure to share that information broadly across your organization, as well as the kinds of controls, privacy, and data safeguards necessary to really help your organization compete globally.
And as you begin to democratize that, and not just democratize the data, but you need to start to broadly share some of the decision-making that what's happening with the product might affect customer success, for example, or marketing. There's, as you grow and grow, you're going to really start to bleed over and these organizational boxes begin to get very blurred.
That's right. And you also start to see effects of different ML systems interacting with one another. In ads, we see this constantly in marketplaces. So when you start to introduce changing and price effects in one part of a marketplace, other ML systems learn from that. And obviously, they counteract those changes or introduce their own learnings. So in a world where lots of machine learning systems are interacting, you have to be much more precise and have a lot more analysis and a lot more forethought in how you think about those complex interactions, because now you have machines learning from each other in real-time marketplace.
Let me just drill down a little more. Obviously, you know, with a wide range of machine learning techniques available to a data science team, and knowing that different results might come from different techniques, how then do you guide teams to ensure they get the right or maybe the best results in what now is a non-deterministic world?
You make sure that you're applying good fundamentals. Signal quality is one of the most important things to ML. Good quality signal, good quality data, good quality foundations. Then you look at latency. How frequently does the data have to be refreshed? What kind of data is necessary? Are the data sets large enough? Can they really move a needle? And then look at your overall investment and your yield and your output. Is it worth the time and the energy? Are you using ML for the right task? And if you get your fundamentals right and you're seeing the right output, you're doing the right thing.
Chris, thanks so much for the insights. Really looking forward to hearing you talk at the Scale Tech Conference. Thanks for being with us.
Looking forward to seeing you as well. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you like what we're doing, we'd appreciate your telling other people about the show. Better yet, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or write a review. Doing so will really help ensure that more people can find us. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the Impact Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you go to find your podcasts.